have a time. We're going camping.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Thursday morning. We are a day and a half away from the August long weekend, Saskatchewan Day long weekend. And we're smack dab in the middle of prime camping season. If you are a person who likes to camp, you take your family, you go on your own, whatever the case may be, this is prime time for camping in Saskatchewan. Started up probably around the May long weekend and will go into the fall for many people. The question is, what type of camper are you? And as we started talking about this the other day here at the radio station, it took a couple of twists and turns because people are passionate about their style of camping. And I found that out very quickly. Here's my deal. I am, number one, through the years, done lots of camping. Growing up, that was the holiday for the Bray family. We had a tent trailer. I think I've talked about this before. It was a pretty basic tent trailer, but three kids in the family, along with mom and dad, so it was five of us cramming into this little tent trailer. And it was one of those ones that when it popped out, it was the canvas sides, right? So you're always told, especially if it's raining, don't touch the canvas, because if you do, you're going to get a leak in the tent trailer. So through the years, we had the tent trailer growing up. And as I grew up, as I got older, as I got taller and bigger, I would say it was less and less of a comfortable sleep in there. But nonetheless, that was how we camped. And of course, chopping wood or getting wood for the fire and all of those things. In fact, my dad liked to fish, so we would go out fishing. He would fill them up. We would have that as part of our supper. So camping was a big part of my growing up. On the odd occasion, I would go tenting. And it was enough of an experience for me to realize, nope, not for me. I do not enjoy tenting. I don't find it comfortable sleeping for a variety of different ways. Now, when Jody and I were first dating, her mom and dad were renting a campsite at Lake of the Prairies. And Jody said, why don't we go visit with them for a couple of days? I said, okay, do they have room in their trailer? Well, no, they don't have room in their trailer, but we could tent. Now, the key here is we were dating. So I was still in the I'm trying to impress this lady mode. So I'm like, okay, sounds good. We'll tent. That was 20 years, whatever number of years ago. That's the last time I've ever slept in a tent, and I won't do it again. I know people say, well, if you've got a good air mattress, I am telling you right now, tenting to me is a bunch of different things, but fun is not one of them. I like to sit around a campfire. I like the notion of being out in the bush camping, but I want a comfortable sleep. The good sleep to me is all part of it. And from there, that's when things continue to spill out. Like, how far do you go? I've got friends who have these beautiful fifth wheel campers that have basically all of the amenities of home, right down to built-in Wi-Fi, microwaves, Keurig coffee makers, everything, TVs, couches, everything built into the camper. So you have a bad day, it's raining out, you're not stuck sitting on an air mattress in a tent. You're enjoying the air-conditioned indoor of the camper. And to you, I say, good for you. I'm not going to say you're not a camper just because you've got that amenity there. So is it camping or is it glamping for you? I want to hear from you. Phone lines are open, text lines are open, and will be for the next little while. 1-877-332-8255. Maybe this is the best way to do it. Describe for me what your campsite looks like. Because when you do that, we'll have a pretty good indication of, are you a rustic camper or are you a comfortable glamper? 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go to the phone line. I knew that we'd get some calls on this, and Vic, the first on the draw, calling in from Moose Jaw. How are you today, Vic?
Just fine.
Okay, so what does camping look like for you when you go with your crew?
Okay, all the comforts, maybe even a few more than I have at home.
So you've got a trailer, obviously.
Yeah, I've got a 42-foot fifth wheel.
Yeah, that's a big one. 42. That's pushing the that you're like a pulling a semi truck there.
You pretty much, yeah.
So what did you've obviously got? It's got to be 42 feet. You've got lots in there. You've got a bathroom in there.
Oh, two of them, bath and a half.
Nice. What else you got inside your trailer?
50-inch TV in the living room with reclining, heated, massaging theater seating across from it. All solid surface countertops throughout. Washer dryer. Another TV up in the bedroom. Big walk-in shower. You pick it. Convection microwave, pantry. Yeah, it's like I say, it's got everything I've got at home. Maybe even a little bit more.
You've convinced me. Yeah. Now, I'm guessing you still like all of the aspects of camping, sitting around the campfire, all the outdoor stuff as well.
Well, the only campfire I use is propane.
Okay.
Because when I was a kid, burning wood was our heat source.
Ah.
And it holds no magic for me whatsoever.
Gotcha.
Anymore.
Gotcha. I follow your logic there. Well, Vic, thanks for starting the conversation off. And have you gone camping yet this year?
Yeah, we've been to Alberta. I used to go to BC at least 2 months a year. We passed on that this year, but we're heading out again next week. So,
good stuff.
Down to Kenosi, Rowan's Ravine.
Yeah, lots of great places. Lots of great places. Vic, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah. No, well, have a good weekend.
You as well. 1-877-332-8255. So, is it camping for you or glamping? What category would you fit into? Presuming you want to go at all. I've already seen a couple of people on the text line say, if I'm not renting a cabin, I'm not going. So there are some people that are all about going out, having fun in a park, in a remote, in a resort area, but it's about being in a cabin. I'm talking about if you're camping. What does it look like for you? 1-877-332-8255. I know there are going to be people saying, Evan, you're out to lunch. You don't know what you're missing out on. Tenting is the way to go. I want to grab another phone call. I've got Amy on the line. Amy, thanks for calling in. You guys have been camping recently, am I right?
Yeah, we were just at the glamping domes at Buffalo Pound. We actually just checked out 10 minutes ago, and we were there for 3 days, and that's the way to go.
So, yeah, I've heard of the glamping domes. Describe them for us, Amy.
So it's like a big golf ball dome with a clear front window facing the lake. It's up on a deck. We had a king-size bed and two single beds. We had air conditioning. We had a fridge. We had a shower. We had a toilet. It was amazing. There was no setup. You just put your food in the...
Wow. It sounds great. And you still get to enjoy all of the going down to the lake, doing all of the things that you do when you go camping, but you've got a comfortable place to stay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So highly recommend the glamping opportunities at Buffalo Pound is my guess, Amy.
I do.
Well, thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Greg Morgan, the host of the Greg Morgan Morning Show, thought he could sneak by the studio. But I didn't let him. I brought him in here because, Greg, I know you have an opinion on this, camping versus glamping.
Well, I still have a tent.
I know. You just this past weekend, you came out to visit us in Abernethy. You just threw a tent up in the yard.
Well, that's what my family is into. We still like the feeling of the earth beneath your back and waking up sore the next morning.
I was going to say, don't you wake up sore? Like, for me, it's all about a good sleep.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, I got to admit that when we go tenting now, we've got this amazing, double mattress.
Like an air mattress.
The key is, yes, like an air mattress. The key also is to take some, moving blankets or something like that and put underneath the mattress. Helps with the cold. Also makes, when you're walking around inside your tent on your feet a little easier. Because if you got a thick blanket under there, it's like you're just on a cushy, rug floor.
Okay, what about this? What about the 4:30 a.m. sun beating down into
your
tent?
It's not the sun. It's the crows. The damn crows. When we go to Cypress Hills, which has the best tenting spots in all of Saskatchewan, as far as I'm concerned.
What makes a good tenting spot?
Well, the flatness, for one, and the size of the area. Like, when we go to Cypress Hills in a couple of weekends from now, we're taking three tents. You know, the girls have their own tent. My partner and I have our own tent. The boys have their tent. It's all about space and levels and, of course, the view all around you. You want to get the perfect tent site. But, hey, look, my friend, every mosquito bite is a badge of honor. Your biggest threat is a weak Wi-Fi signal when you tent.
Okay, yeah.
Tenting builds character. Campers build debt. Stay wild. Stay itchy. Stay tented.
Wow. That is quite the endorsement for tenting.
Tenting always wins.
Okay, let's take a break on that note, on that strong endorsement for tenting. Lots of texts are coming in. I'm going to get to your texts, and I welcome your calls. 1-877-332-8255. Convince me. Convince me that there's a reason to sleep in the tent. Because I don't believe that there is one. 1-877-332-8255. Are you a camper? Are you a glamper and proud of it? The conversation continues when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. You know, it's quite funny to me. We're having the conversation about camping and what's your version of camping? What does it look like? For some, it's super simple and super rustic. Like literally a tent. Now, when you say a tent, I realize today's tents have come a long way in structure, in design, but it doesn't change some of the things like what you hear. And the sounds and those types of things. Now, I've got a text here from John in Saskatoon who said, ice fish camping, either propane heater or wood stove on the lake overnight. Nothing like hearing the ice crack and boom while you're sleeping, waking up to a sunrise and catching a walleye. Now, I've told you, I'm saying no to a tent. I'm certainly saying no to a tent in the wintertime, but clearly not everybody does. Now, Brenda with a text. And in one line, she captures my thoughts. A sweating hot tent, 4 a.m. birds, listening to drunks and noise outside. People are not quiet. So Brenda's saying no to the tent. What is your version of camping? What does it look like? Even if you're not heading out camping this weekend, or maybe you're out camping right now. We've got a few people that have sent some pictures in of their campsites. And I said this earlier, by looking at your campsite or having you describe your campsite, we can quickly identify if you're a camper or a glamper. And most people are unapologetic about whichever one they are. 1-877-332-8255. I've got Justin on the line from Moose Jaw. This is the second person already wanting to talk about Buffalo Pound and glamping. What have you got for me, Justin?
We have evolved to a 42-foot Keystone Retreat, so I'm going to go with glamping right off the bat.
You're the second 42-foot trailer owner that's called in or texted into the program this morning. That's a pretty good sized trailer.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't obviously start there. We started with a lot less. But we have evolved to this, and obviously, when you get to that point, I'm not saying you're at the top of your game. I mean, everybody's on their own little race to get to wherever they're going to go, but we're just tired of having to travel somewhere to get to somewhere, and then, you know, I mean, some people enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know, part of their vacation is traveling to get to where they're going.
Right.
I just like to get to where I'm camped out, and I'm already set up.
Yeah.
I can open the door and grab a cold beer and sit down, and I'm camping.
I love it. So do you have a seasonal site then?
We bought out at Buffalo Ridge Resort, south of the Buffalo Pound.
Good stuff.
And well, Buffalo Pound's not that great of a lake.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you're out of the city.
100%.
And you're not listening to all that hubbub.
100%. Getting out of the city, to me, as an old farm kid, is half the battle. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Justin, thanks for calling in. So, I mean, that's the point. This isn't about, we don't own a big trailer. I know my wife would be very happy to grab a tent and go camping. Maybe it's just as I get older. It does not appeal to me sleeping in a tent. Maybe it's an old guy thing. I don't know. But I know I wake up, I don't feel good in the morning. I don't feel like I had a good sleep. I'm sore.
I was saying to Greg when I was talking to him when he was just in the studio, I mean, the sun comes up, you're up. No way. There's no blinds in the tent. 1-877-332-8255. What is it for you? I've seen a number of people saying camping is a young person's game. Glamping is an old person's game. I see also a number of people saying camping is good when it's just you or maybe you and a spouse. But if you've got a bunch of kids involved, it can get very complicated very quickly. It's a good point. 1-877-332-8255. Mark in Prince Albert. Mark, are you a camper or are you a glamper?
Well, it's funny, I'm both. We grew up in a little tent trailer with no, just basically had the propane heat. We liked to go to Sandy Lake where there was no power and water. And all through it, our children, they were 3 months and we used to take them there. But now we've kind of moved on to the trailer with all the amenities. And we like to take a crew with us and go golfing and go to music festivals.
Ah, okay. I mean, that's a whole different type of experience.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is the kids, having done both, when we went to Banff, we would stay 3 weeks at the lake, and then we would take them to West Edmonton, and they had everything there was. And then we went to Banff, and we stayed in a place that had a nice cabin with everything, and the wood was like $20 back then. We're talking 20 years ago.
Right.
So we said, you know what, we're good without it. And then the kids went into the forest and they brought in a couple trees, and it just showed that they preferred that over the 5-star.
Well, it's all about memories, right, Mark? It's all about memories.
It's all about memories.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving us a shout. 1-877-332-8255. Camping or glamping? Well, I'd like to hear what you say. Frank in Regina, I said, for me, it's just being able to get out of the hubbub of the city. Frank, you're saying there's still hubbub out of the city.
I don't understand why you'd pack up, waste all that time to go out to where it's even more crowded, because everybody from the city has left. The quietest time in the city is when everybody's out at the campsite.
Well, there is some truth to that. In the summer, lots of your neighbors are probably gone.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not a camper.
Not at all, no.
Well, that's fair. That's fair enough.
A cabin by a fishing lake once a year, where I'm good.
I mean, there's a lot of votes coming in on the text line saying camping. No, I'll take a cabin. Rent a cabin, even if it's just for a few days. Great way to get away with the family. A lot of people are talking about and drawing the distinction, and I said this already. When you have children, it takes on a bit of a different look as well. You've got lots of things to consider, especially young children. Staying in a tent, maybe not the easiest. There's too many texts to ignore. I'm going to continue on the topic just after the break. So let me know where you fit on the scale of camping. Are you on the far one side, which is tenting, rustic, basic? Or are you on this side that you need Wi-Fi, a Keurig coffee maker, a microwave, and air conditioning? Or somewhere in between. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, good morning and welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. So it's, boy, we've sparked a good conversation. Still got some people on the phone line that I want to get to, on the text line, on the notion of camping. If you're going camping, are you going in a tent? Are you going in a 42-foot that's got a TV, a couch, a bathroom, and a microwave? Or are you somewhere in between? I don't have a trailer, but I can tell you I also do not want to sleep in a tent. That, to me, does not sound fun. I've done it before. I don't have a good sleep. It's not a choice I would make. But people are passionate about this. In fact, my boss bursts into the studio, Murray Wood, who I know has an opinion on this. As soon as you came in the room here in the studio, Murray, I knew you wanted to get in on this conversation.
Plenty of the conversations I have to force my way in on.
Right? That's right. You are the ultimate.
I don't think so.
Tenting camper.
I don't think so. I had a camper for a number of years when the kids were small.
Yeah.
It was just a little camper, and it was very basic. And I always felt like I was cheating. It's just not really camping. But it didn't have a bathroom.
Okay, but that's a rustic camper. Why isn't that camping?
Because you're off the ground and, you know, you're out of the elements in a sense. It did have a fridge, you know, and a heater. It didn't have a bathroom, which my wife regretted.
Yeah.
And even if it had a TV, I would have taken it out. No TV, no microwave. Like, you got to draw some lines here. I'll tell you, just as an aside, my daughter and I were camping a number of years ago, and this was with the old camper. And there were some people set up across from us, and they spent a good hour getting their satellite TV dish set up. And then while we're sitting outside and having a campfire, they're inside watching TV. I thought, well, I don't think I'm being too judgy, but why even bother?
I think you are being judgy.
What's the point? If you're just going to watch TV.
Well, they're out of the city. They're away
not
from
really.
Work. They're
not yeah. much.
Okay. But so, now you've ditched your trailer.
Yeah. It was an old, old trailer, and it was time to let it go. And I haven't replaced it since. So I have a pretty great tent right now. And here's the thing. First of all, camping, glamping, they're both fine. Whatever you like, because you're right. It's getting out of the city and doing all these things. You know, I heard the guy talking about his 42-foot camper at Buffalo Pound.
Yeah.
That's not camping. That's like going to the cabin. And that's okay.
Well, it's a mobile cabin, sure. But it's still, you're probably outdoors having campfires, kind of stuff.
But they used to call them cabin trailers, and that's what it is. It's a cabin trailer. So again, nothing wrong with it, but that's not camping. That's going to the cabin. It's a cabin on wheels.
I don't know if I agree with that, Mark.
Absolutely. So, but when you go out camping.
You went camping this year.
Yeah. I took the grandkids camping.
You went to Echo. Yep. Am I right?
And if you, I don't want to give it away, but there's a couple of spots that are actually, it's almost like being up north. There's no neighbors because Echo's pretty busy.
Yeah.
Like the one guy was saying, you may as well stay in the city. Echo can be pretty busy.
Yeah.
But it's also handy to get the kids back and forth. But there's a few spots where you can be no electricity. It's not convenient to the lake, but it's quiet. And that's what I like about camping.
Right.
Quiet. So anyway, I had this great tent. I can actually stand up in it. I'm over 6 feet tall. It's got lots of room. Air mattresses, Evan. Air mattresses nowadays are pretty great. You get double high queen size air mattress. That's a pretty comfy sleep.
It's what happens to Evan when he sleeps on an air mattress?
It's not like laying on the ground in a sleeping bag.
Let me just tell you, when Evan lays on an air mattress, I wake up in the morning on the ground. I don't know. Well, I guess I can let you draw your own conclusion what happens, but they don't hold the air, it seems. Anyway,
the new ones. You got to try the new ones. Okay. They're actually pretty good in this regard. But you know, the new tent pops up really quickly. Yeah. It's not a hassle like the old ones used to be. We have a canopy that, again, boy, this thing goes up quickly and it gives you cover. And, so you put that over the picnic table. There's your big water jug and your little camp stove and so forth. That's pretty soft.
Yeah. You're pretty good living. Convincing me.
But again, no TV, no Game Boys, no microwave. I mean, come on. You just have to have some standards here.
Okay. Murray Wood, thank you for stopping by the studio. As you're talking, before you leave, Marie, I would say, I mentioned to you, my father-in-law, Stan Metcalf, who was the ultimate, he loved camping. He just loved everything about it. They had a tent trailer they used, but he was the guy who would get to the campsite, and he had about 5 or 6 big, huge tarps, and he would fashion them in a way that literally, if it poured, that campsite was dry.
I envy people who can do that. I can't seem to
it wasn't
make that work.
Even just about stringing the tarps up, but you've got to have them angled in a way that the water runs strategically. He sometimes would set up a bucket to collect the water. He was so good at directing.
Wait, what did he do with it?
Oh, I don't know. He'd use it for whatever. I think it was just pride in the fact that he controlled the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Use it for cooking or washing. Yeah.
All right, Murray. Thanks for popping in. I appreciate it. Murray Wood. Okay. So back to the phone lines. I want to grab Alan's call. Alan, thanks so much for calling in. Wawota, Saskatchewan. First of all, where do you like to go camping, Alan?
I really don't anymore, but I go up here at the Moose Mountain.
Okay. That's a nice neck of the province for sure, neck of the woods up there. So what is it for you? Do you like camping, like rustic with a tent? Are you into a trailer? What is it for you?
Extremely rustic. When I used to go camping, I would hike into the mountains backpacking. Basically had a poncho if it rained, my backpack, put my head down on, and a sleeping bag.
Wow.
Would go, you know, 7 days into the wilderness, nobody there to complain about me or me to complain about them. Do some fishing, never had to worry about fighting for a fishing spot. And it was really enjoyable.
That's next level. That's next level camping right there, Alan.
But nowadays, I would prefer a tent. I do have a little 19-foot trailer, and I actually lived in it for about a year.
Wow.
Before moving here, so I can save up enough money to get myself a place.
Good stuff. Well, Alan, I appreciate you are probably so far the most rustic camper that's called in. Anybody who's hiking 7 days into the wilderness and surviving that way with nothing but whatever they could carry in a backpack, that's rustic camping right there. Appreciate the call. Alan from Wawota. 1-877-332-8255. Good morning, Evan. This is Ralph in Prince Albert. We have a 1969 trailer up north, built a screen-in deck onto it, no running water. We have power, so we use a big coffee urn for hot water. We have a solar bag for a quick shower right on the lake. Beautiful piece of property. If the trout are biting, that's a bonus. Ralph, thanks for painting the picture. Some people not painting the picture, sending the picture. We've got a few texts coming in. In fact, our buddy, Conspiracy Kevin, sends a couple of pictures of his campsite, and he says, yearly camping trip to Waska Sioux. I always go the second week of September. School has started. Most people are done their holidays. That's the time to go. He's got a tent. He's got a sleeping bag. He's got a campfire. I don't know why, but that doesn't surprise me. I think that's what I would expect from Conspiracy Kevin. In a campground. Thanks for the picture, Kevin. Appreciate you joining the conversation. I'm a motel type of camper, says Mark from Drinkwater. So stopping in the motel as you travel along the way. Diane says tenting is for the young. Sky says the best way to camp, hike in to where there's no people. So this is what our friend from Wawota was just talking about this. Hike into where there's no people, find two trees, set up a hammock with a mosquito shield, sleep under the stars, do some fishing, cook them up. Sky, I'm guessing you're young and energetic and wake up refreshed after sleeping in a hammock. I can't imagine. I think I'd be so cramped up after. Listen, these pictures that people are painting, like that right there, what Sky just said, find a couple trees, set up a hammock, throw up a mosquito shield, sleep under the stars. It sounds romantic. It's the thing that books are written of. But the reality is, I don't know. I don't think it's for me. 1-877-332-8255. Phone line is open for you. Let's go back to the phone. I got Rick calling in from Unity. Have you done a lot of camping, Rick?
Yes, Evan. I'm 69 years old, and from the age of probably 8 to 15, we camped as a family, spent nights in the tent with Cooper's cough and everybody using a porta potty. Yeah. And then as I became a teenager and out working, I had a boogie van, and then my wife joined me in the boogie van, and then we added a 9 by 9 foot canvas tent to expand our horizons. And then after we had family, we added a hardtop tent trailer, and then we went to a single axle camper trailer, 17 foot, and then to a 28 foot bunk bed model camper trailer, and then a 74 by 14 foot at the lake.
Wow.
And now we have a beautiful cabin that we just moved up to the resort village of Aquadale that's having a big weekend here coming up.
Oh, is that right? That's a beautiful part of the province. Well, Rick, that was the evolution of your camping life, basically, from when you were young. It actually reminds me of when I was young. We also went out as a family. We camped as a family, almost that same age bracket that you just said. But for me,
It instilled a love of camping, but it did not instill a love of camping in a tent. And so as I've gotten older, that's become a little bit stronger for me, Rick.
Okay. Same kind of lifestyle.
For sure. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of good pictures. Kirk in North Battleford. Not super fancy, but better than a tent on the ground. Do we throw up a projector to watch the Rider games and movies? Is that considered glamping? I say no. So in the picture that Kirk has sent in, they've got a very nice little compact tent trailer set up, and that's it. So there's not a lot of fuss around the campsite. Clearly, they're using the campfire. They've got a tent trailer. And setting up a projector to watch a Rider game outside, to me, that's cool. That's camping. That's making memories. I'm all good with that. And I'm not going to call you a glamper for that. 1-877-332-8255. Look at this picture. So there's no name attached to it, but this is a picture. Clearly, it's like a seasonal site that the people have bought. They've got a huge trailer. I don't even know what size that would be, but it's got to be it's over 40 feet for sure. And they've built a wooden deck beside it. So clearly they either leave this year round there or park it on a seasonal basis there. They've got a tiki bar set up right with the grass roof on it. They've got a little shed beside the trailer. Like I said, a wooden deck built. Like, this is a home away from home. They're just staying in a trailer while they're there. But I love it. Some great pictures coming in, and we appreciate you sharing them. Joy and Nippo, and I like both styles, camping and glamping, but as I get older, a bathroom close by becomes very important. But I do love cooking on a fire, regardless, camper versus tent. Tim and Shelbrook, my campsite can be a small two-person tent when we're on a bike, but looking at a diesel pusher with a washer and dryer and a real shower. Yeah, that happens. That's the transformation that happens. Rob in Prince Albert, I used to look down on glampers. Now I set the bar. I've got an extra fridge, an ice machine, Margaritaville, travel size pellet and gas barbecues, Blackstone pizza oven, deep fry burner. Rob says, I'm excessive. Yeah, do you think so? Have I got time for a call here? You want to take it after the break? Okay, we'll grab a quick call here. I want to go to Adam in North Battleford. We have a lot of campers today weighing in from North Battleford. Adam, the latest. What is it for you, camping or glamping, Adam?
I like to go both. I do a little bit of hammock camping, which is really awesome, much better than a tent.
We just had someone texting in about that. So describe that for me.
I don't know. It's a little bit like tenting, but you're off the ground, and it's honestly the most comfortable sleep I get. It's maybe even better than my bed.
Really?
Sometimes.
Tether it up to a couple of trees? What about the bugs? Have you got a net or something?
It's a fully enclosed with a net and a tarp, and I've camped in the rain or tent, all of it. So it's really great.
It's like a cocoon.
The other thing I do is we do some jet boat camping on the river. And it's more like glamping. So you take a wall tent, usually a portable hot tub, usually a projection screen TV, and watch some movies. And we usually do that in on November 11th or sometime in November. We call it the River Shiver.
Wow.
And it's a pretty good time.
Wow. Well, you've painted great pictures with both of them, Adam. I appreciate you calling in and joining the conversation. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to try and get to a few more texts. Lots of great texts came in, and thank you to everyone that has sent pictures of their campsites. Camping versus glamping. We'll finish the conversation when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Now go. Let's get definitely lots of opinions of what camping looks like. I got one here from Brett, said, I go hunting up north every year. I quad everything into the bush and I do not come out for a week. So that is a rustic camper. On the other hand, Brenda says, all these people that like to pitch a tent, I did too. I pitched one in the garbage 15 years ago and haven't looked back. She says, I either rent a cabin or Airbnb. Trevor says, Evan, you need to try a Cabela's XL Camp Cot.
He says you put some tennis balls taped to the feet so there's no holes in your tent. You will have an excellent sleep, whether it's in a tent, a shed, or a bunkhouse. Another text here from Sheldon. After waking up to a couple wild animals in my tent on May-long weekends back in my younger days, I will not be camping that way again. Some people say they like to jump on horses, head into the wilderness. Lots of different texts coming in on the text line. Thanks to everyone who joined this conversation, and thanks to your pictures as well. Some great campsite setups. Hopefully, the weather's great for you this weekend. If you're heading out for the Saskatchewan Day long weekend, which is now a day and a half away, you have a great time camping. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.